remarkable performances of his career. Tiger Woods perseveres through Torrey Pines and wins a third U.S. Open championship.
The most remarkable performance, says NBC sportscaster Dan Hicks. It certainly was a David versus Goliath-style battle as Tiger Woods faced off against journeyman Rocco Mediate in a gripping U.S. Open final, and Goliath won. It's not only the way that Tiger Woods won, but how he did it. Just back from knee surgery, I really should have said it wasn't just the fact that he won, it was the way that he won. He just came back from knee surgery 2 months ago.
He won like he always wins. He's a
tied
cyborg.
The third round on Sunday at the 18th hole, which led to a Monday playoff, and that was another 18 holes. Tiger tied again on the 18th hole,
he's a monster.
Leading to a round of sudden death. It was a dramatic nail-biter.
Sudden death.
All the way to the end.
Certain death, not sudden death.
For Rocco Mediate, joining us now is Ed Wanombwa, a senior editor of the African American Golf Digest. Edward, how do we describe this legend that just keeps growing?
Absolutely amazing. I mean, something that we should be privileged that we're here to witness. I mean, it's the legend that is Tiger Woods just continues to grow.
There were lots of cheers for Rocco Mediate. He is a journeyman, an underdog's underdog, I read somewhere he was described as. He's never won a major. He's 45 years old. And boy, what a way to lose.
Yeah, I mean, I think what doesn't need to be, we don't want to lose in this thing is the fact that Rocco Mediate is a great competitor. He's a fan favorite. He's a media favorite. I mean, he's absolutely wonderful to interview, so he makes my job a lot easier. Rocco is a class act, and he's a good player. And I just think Rocco was just happy to be in the position that he was in. It really didn't. And I'm pretty sure he wanted to close it out, but if he didn't win, then he's still going to be Rocco the next day.
And you just came back from San Diego. We want you to we just came back from the tournament, I should say, and we want you to describe what it was like on the ground. But first, let's listen to what Tiger Woods had to say about Rocco.
When Rocco's healthy, he's a hell of a player. Just he hasn't been healthy in years. So now he's finally able to swing the way he can swing. And then look at the results.
The results.
Yeah, and he's talking about healthy. Who's healthy? Who's not healthy? Wow.
Well, you know, a couple years ago at the Masters, Rocco took a swing with a wedge on the ninth hole and threw his back out. And you know, so he's always been plagued by pretty much like Fred Couples and a couple of other guys with back problems. So Tiger's absolutely correct. Rocco hasn't been, physically hasn't been able to really compete, but it seems that he's back.
But neither was Tiger Woods. He just came back from knee surgery 2 months ago. What was it like watching him play in the U.S. Open this year?
Well, Tiger downplayed the knee because, from my sources that he didn't want the knee to be an issue. You know, in other words, if he didn't win, the U.S. Open, then, I didn't win because my knee was hurting. But as the rounds went on, I walked with him all 91 holes. And, the first round, the knee didn't really start bothering him. He didn't start noticeably limping until the back nine. But as the week went on, it went further and further in the round. I mean, you started seeing him at the fifth hole wincing. And then finally on the final round, you saw him wincing on his drive at number one, a hole that he played at six over for the tournament.
What was the crowd like?
Electric. I mean, it was a California crowd. It wasn't quite like the Wingfoot New York crowd, but loud. Yesterday, there had to be at least 30,000 people. I guess no one in Southern California went to work yesterday. Rocco had a huge following. And, so you would hear, the two different groups going back and forth, go Tiger, go Rocco. But the crowds were fantastic in San Diego.
Ed, what do you make of the fact that Tiger maintained his concentration despite this knee business? I mean, those putts that you saw, even though he had some real lapses, I mean, he's so methodical, so tenacious. How does he do it?
Well, I mean, I think his father instilled in him an extreme sense of focus. I mean, Tiger hates to lose, and he loves to win, and that's what it boils down to. He's going to be focused. He's not going to let anything distract him, and Tiger was not going to let his 14th major slip away at all. I mean, we were all
You're right about that. You're right about that.
We were
that.
All standing on the 18th green Sunday, and, you know, we were standing there, you know, and another writer looked at me and said, man, do you think he's going to make this putt? And I'm like, are you going to bet against him? You know, yeah, it's going in, just like Bay Hill. And, you know, and whenever –
Edward, they haven't learned yet. Ed Wanamba is the senior editor of the African American Golf Digest. Thank you so much, Edward.
They got vacuum cleaners.
Thank you for having me on.
You got vacuum cleaners connected to those holes when Tiger's playing. Keep your responses coming to anything you heard on today's show. Send us your stories. We're talking about the weather, Al Gore's endorsement of Barack Obama, and the young and the restless in China.
Get rich as fast as you can and have a good life.
Have a good life, won't you? That's Lou Dong with the takeaway for today.
And you can send us an email, mytake@thetakeaway.org. Bye-bye.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.